Welcome to everyone. It's beautiful kinos of it's a kinos of Talmidei HaYeshiva, but the kinos to come to hear shiurim, it's an extra kiddush Hashem and an extra nachas for the yeshiva. In the sugya in Brachos, where the Gemara brings the memra, Amar Yudah Marav Hamotzei Kalayim Bebigdei Poshen Afilu B'Shuk My Taima Ein Chach Meimtun Eitzel Leged Hashem. The Gemara's Kaveya, a rule that there's no heter to be over an Isser because of Kovet Abrius. Now, the Gemara does not define it clearly. The example brought is Maitzi Kalayim Bebigdei Beshuk. So we're talking about a person who would have to take off the beggar that he's wearing Bashuk in public because of Kalayim. And the Gemara says there's no heter because of the Isser of Kalayim. Then the Gemara brings a series of kashas on this memra, trying to show that there is a heter to be over a dover that's normally usher b'makom kavod abrius. The Gemara brings a kasha from a person who's returning from Kfuras Meis, where in order for the oval not to walk by himself, so they're mater tumas kayan, the kayan could be metame in order to accompany the Oval. So you see that they're matter because of Kovet HaBriyos. The Gemara is calling that Kovet HaBriyos. And the Gemara says, we're speaking about a case of Beis HaPras Derabanan, and therefore it's not an example of an Issa Deiraisa. But the Gemara seems to be comfortable with the idea that by an Issa Derabanan, it's going to be Mutter. Then the Gemara asks another Raya, Medalgon hayin gabi aroina shel mesim likras malchi Yisrael and even malchi Akum. The Gemara calls this also kovet habriyos, and the Gemara says you see that it's matir being metame lemesim, and the Gemara answers that al pi roiv there's no iser deraisa because there was a halal tefach, it's only an iser derabanan, and because of kovet habriyos. They were matir, this Issa derabbanan mishum kvaid malachim legazer rabbanan. So the two kashas of the Gemara is putting these two examples in the category of kovet abriyos, to accompany the oval, to be mechabed the kvaid malachim. The Gemara is bringing a raya that were matir isurim because of kovet abriyos. The Gemara is matcha them both, that this is only a tumah derabbanan. Then the Gemara brings a memra. Godel kovet abriyos shedaycha leisasei shabatayra. It seems to be a blanket statement that kovet abriyos is daycha a lav. The Gemara says that lav is a lav of leisasar. Achichu alei, they said, how does it answer the question? Leisasar is also da'iraisa. So you see, you could be over a lav da'iraisa because of kovet abriyos. And the Gemara answers, so the Gemara answers that the lav leisasa that we mean over here is really that Chazal were being masmich isurim derabbanan on the lav leisasa. So the Gemara is essentially saying they were matir isurim derabbanan b'makayim kavod abriyos, and it's referred to as the lav of leisasa. So when I look at these three pieces in the Gemara, these three kashas and three terutzim, essentially it sounds like the Gemara is saying the same answer on all three questions. The Gemara answered on the first question, it's a tumah derabbanan beis hapras. On the second question, the Gemara said it's a din derabbanan that they were geyser on aroinais. They didn't go basarayv because of a chshash, but it's derabbanan. And here we have a davar klali, that when you have an issa derabbanan, they were matir b'makom kavod abriyos. Then the Gemara continues with a kasha from a drasha by Ashavas Aveda, that there's no din of a zaken v'en l'fi chvodai being mechuyev to return an Aveda, even though there's a lava l'sucha l'salim. And the Gemara answers, it's a gzeres hakosav. The Gemara is bothered, let it be a gzeres hakosav, but let this be the makar that kavod abriyos is daicha alav. And the Gemara answers, Isura mimimayna layalfinan. So the Gemara is now introducing that a lav of mamayn is nitche because of kovet abriyos. So far we have that Isurim Derabbanan are Nitche, and a Lav of Mammon is Nitche. Then the Gemara asks Akasha from a Pasuk, that we darshan from a Pasuk, V'lachaysai, that you could be Metame L'meis Mitzvah, and rather, and be Mevatel, Korban Pesach, Milas Benoi. So the Gemara says it's Kovet Habriyos that's being Deiche, these Mitzvahs. And the Gemara answers, Shev Al Tase Shani, that this is different because it's Shev Al Tase. And that's basically the end of the Gemara. So if we were to summarize what comes out of the sugya, the Gemara asked five kashas. To me, it seems the Gemara gave basically three answers. The Gemara says if there's an Issur Derabbanan, it's Nitche. If it's Mamonis, we say that it's Nitche. And B'Shev Al Tase, it's Nitche. That's what I would take out of this Gemara. If we look in the Rambam, it seems to me that the Rambam did not understand this way. The Rosh and Ramban, when they speak about the dinim of the Gemara, they seem to put it all together. That the din that you're allowed to be metame is the din that you're able to be oiver a drabbanan for kovet abrius. When they speak about kalayim derabbanan, they put it together. If we look in the Rambam in Hilchas Evel, in Perigum Halachi Yudalid, the Rambam says, Mutter lekoyen lehitame bebeis hapras, oi bechutzo la'aretz lidvar mitzvah, bezman she'en shom derech elohu. There's a din derabbanan that they were goyzer tum and chutz la'aretz. So a kohen is allowed to be metame to a beis hapras. A beis hapras, there are different kinds, but it's a tum and derabbanan. It's a place where there was a kever that was plowed, or a kever was lost. So they were matar a kohen to be metame to a beis hapras or chutz la'aretz for dvar mitzvah. Kegoin shaholach lisa isha lumay taira. Afal bisha yesh mishal amdena be'eretz Yisrael loyman akolam zoicha lumay. Chazal understood that hatzlocha in learning may be totally in the particular person he learns from. Loy mikol adam zocha lilmoy, the Gemara says. So they were matir lisa isha lilmoy taira. V'chei metame betume midevreihem lekovet abriyais. Keitzad ovol shaholach beisapras akol hochen achar v'vshom lenachmai. So the Rambam here brings the first kasha of our Gemara, that they were matir to accompany the ovol in a beisapras lenachmai. That's the second kasha of our Gemara. So the Rambam brings it together with this din. Another thing that they were matir was in order for a person to save his money where he has an asik with a guy. So they were also matir tumashol devrayim lodun imohem. So in this halacha, the Rambam is telling us that Chazal were mekel for a kohen to be metame on a tumah derabbanan for three things: dvar mitzvah, and he gives examples, or what our Gemara labels as kavod abriyos, accompanying the avol or kvoid malachim, or to be matzel his mamon. That's what the Rambam brings here in Hilchas Evel. In Hilchas Kalayim, the Rambam in Perik Yud Halacha Chavtes, here he brings what seems to be the rest of our Gemara. Haraya Kalayim Shul Teira Chaveray, Afilo Haya Mahalach Bishuk Kaifetzle Vekar Le Miyad. That's the way he brings the Gemara. It's a Machlaikas Rishainim, whether the Gemara means the person himself discovered he's wearing Kalayim, or somebody else realized that this person is wearing kalayim. But al kaponim, the Rambam says, he must take it off of him miyad. Afilo hoya rabbi shalom de chachma, that's the lashon of the Gemara, in chalken kovid larav. Shen kovid abriyas daiche iser loizasei amafurish b'tayra. So that's how the Rambam brings the memra of our Gemara, that a kovid abriyas is not daiche a loizasei, and the Rambam adds the words, hamafurish b'tayra. If it's a lav that's mefurish b'tayra, Kavod Abrius is not Deicha. So there's some reason why he adds the words Hamafurish B'Taira. Then the Rambam continues, V'lom Menitche B'Hoshev Aveda. That was the fourth question of our Gemara. Mipnei Shehu Lav Shel Mamon. That's the Gemara's Shaka V'Tarya. The Gemara says V'Hisalamta. And the Gemara says, that's Gzeres HaKosov, V'Ligmar Mina, Isura Mimamayna, Lo Yalfinan. That's this line of the Rambam. V'lom Enitche B'tumas Meis Hoye Leparat HaKosov V'Lachaysay. Mipi HaShmuel Lom D'Lachaysay Nimetam HaTamu L'Meis Mitzvah. Then he brings the last kasha of the Gemara, that he's metame l'meis mitzvah, even though it affects mitzvahs. It's exeris hakosuv. He doesn't give any explanation of why we don't learn from here. He just says it's exeris hakosuv that you're metame l'meis mitzvah. But then he sums, Dr. Rama, v'odavar sheyisurei midivreihem. But if you have something that's an issur derabbanan, harehu nitche mipnei kavod abrius b'chol makom. This line of the Rambam seems to be the third question of the Gemara. The first kasha of the Gemara of accompanying the Avel, he brought in Hilchas Avel, that a kayin is metame bebeis pras or chutz la'aretz for dvar mitzvah, for kavod abrius. The second kasha of the Gemara he brought in Hilchas Avel, medalgon hayino gabi aroinos, that a kayin is metame for kvod malachim. And then he added another halacha for being matzal his mamay. The third kasha of the Gemara, that the Gemara brought this statement, Godel kavod abriya shedoicha loizasei shebetayra, that's the Rambam here. Avodavish yisur midivreihem, harehu nitche mipnei kvayt habriyos b'chol makay. And here the Rambam adds the way he must have understood our Gemara. The Gemara has a shaka v'tarya, which is, as we're going to see in Machlokes Rambam and Ramban, how to understand. The Gemara brings this memra, Godel kavod abriya shedoicha loizasei shebetayra. So it's akasha. The Gemara answers, we're speaking about the lav alei saser. Achichu alei. They laughed at him. What kind of answer is that? Le saser is also a dairaisa. So the Gemara answers, we mean, kol mili derabbanan asmichinu rabbanan alei saser. That's the shaka v'tarya. So what is the Gemara's answer? So the Rambam here writes how he understands the Gemara's answer. So the Rambam is bringing the Gemara's kasha. Loisoser is also a pasuk. It's also a lav. So why is it mutter? Hare lav ze nitche mipnei kvod habriyos. So the Rambam gives us an answer, but it needs an explanation of what the answer is. Dr. Rambam, this lav is nitche. Now that's really the way the Gemara seemed to say it. The Gemara said, Godel kavod abriya shedoicha loizasei shebetayra. That's a kasha. The Gemara says, only loisoser is included in that memra. That seems to be the answer. And that's how the Rambam brings it. This lav is different than other lavim. Only this lav is nitche, mipnei kavod abriyos, and no other lav. And that's how the Rambam brings it. This lav, abish akosu b'toira, harei lav ze nitche mipnei kavod abriyos. So this lav, for some reason, is nitche, and every other lav is not. Lefichach, im hoyo lav shatnes shel devrehem. Therefore, if he's wearing shatnes, which is also midrabanan, and he's in the shuk, einoi kaira lav b'shuk, veinu poishte b'shuk, asher megi lebeisai, but v'mhoi shel toira poishte miyad. So the Rambam here says, if he's wearing kelayim of, that's only also midrabanan, and he's b'shuk, he doesn't have to take it off in the street. You bring him home, and he'll take it off in the house. This halacha of taking off kelayim derabanan, when the other rishonim speak about it, they put it together with the first two halachas in the Gemara. That a kayin is metameh by nichum aveilim, by kovid malachim. That's the general halacha that a din derabanan is nitche because of kovid abriyos. The Rambam brings those two dinim of tumah in Hilchas Avel. They don't seem to be miyuchet to kovid abriyos. It is because of kovid abriyos, but that's an example. Over there he writes, Chazal were mater tumah didvreya mipnei dvar mitzvah. Hoylech lilmaid lisa isha, they were matter because of kavod abriyos, and he brings those two examples, kvod malachim, and they were also matter because he has an asik with a goy, and he wants to be matzel his mummy. This Rambam seems to be the third question of the Gemara, Godel kovet abriya shadoich aloysa shabataira, and it doesn't belong over there. It belongs over here. Kalayim shel devrehem does not belong in Hilchas Evel. It belongs here in Hilchas Kalayim, a separate halacha that this lav of loisaser will be nitche in these instances. The shaila is how to be masbid this Rambam. The Ramban has tainus on the Rambam in general, that the Rambam in the Yad and the Sefer HaMitzvahs has created something that the Ramban is not happy with. The Rambam says that things that we learn from Limudim, from Gzeira Shavis, these are all, the Rambam calls them Divrei Seifrim, they're included in Loisoser, we have to listen to Chazal. But the Rambam also says that when Chazal made Takonis, Ksiyogim, Isurim, they're all included in Loisoser. That's what the Rambam says. So the Ramban has tainus on the Rambam that if the Rambam is essentially saying Loisoser includes all dinim derabbanan, he's made every Isser derabbanan effectively an Isser deraisa. So how could we find chilukim in Shas between how we treat Isurim derabbanan and Isurim deraisa? That's what bothers the Ramban. So the Ramban writes, I'm just reading a couple of lines. Bekan hevi oisonu meshecha inyan ladabrim b'mashakosav ha-masharav matmi oisonu. Sheyesh b'chlav lav lezor kol mashu medirvi chachamim. Whether it's Mikra Megillah, Ner Chanukah, Takonah, Siogim, everything's included. So, Dr. Ramban, I have kashas. I have kashas because we don't treat it the same way. You should be chayiv malkus for every drabanan. He says the Rambam himself addresses it, but he doesn't like the way he addressed it. Lav shebechlolois. The Ramban continues with kashas. Included in how the Ramban deals with the Ramban writes what he feels is a mahalach that someone might try, and he lets us know what he thinks about it. The Ramban says, V'ulai his'akesh l'das harav, that maybe if you're stubborn, you'll make the following argument for the Rambam. Ki ma she'omru b'chol mokim l'hokol b'divrei seifrim, why were Chazal makel by drabanans, hu b'mechila b'tnai me'itam she'hem kamoi b'gzeres asyogim she'osu l'tayra. Maybe that was just built in, that when the Rabbanan made Isurim, they built into it, you should be Mekel when it's Rabbanan. V'chein b'mitzah shalahem, shal ne'elach b'hem l'kula ke'el l'chalak o l'hafrish, maybe Chazal wanted us to know what they were Mesakin, what's their Raisa. Then he brings this Gemara in Brachas, and he feels this Gemara in Brachas is the Raya to his understanding, not the Rambam. The Ramban says, the Gemara answers, "Lois achichu, don't laugh. Kol mili derabbanon alav de loisaser asmichinu. Umishum kovet abrius legosu brabbanon. Hare bekan mavur." Dr. Ramban, it's a mafurish Gemara. Shalav zed de loisaser hu b'shar keshar lavim shebetayra. So Zokter Ramban, it's beferish in the Gemara that loisaser is no different than any other lav. That was the achichu. The Gemara brought a memra. Godel kovet abrius shadoich aloisaser shebetayra. The Gemara said, no problem, that's going on the lav of Loisoser. The Gemara says, Loisoser is also deraisa. So, Dr. Ramban, you see, Loisoser is not dealt with any different than any other lav. So there's no room for the Rambam to say that the Rabbanans are included in Loisoser, and you treat the Rabbanans different than deraisa, because Loisoser is also deraisa. Avo devreya malzeh halav asmechinu smach ba'alma lechazik loy shaycha behem min atayra. Dr. Ramban, if Loisaser is going on Drabanans, then the Gemara is beferish. Loisaser is a deraisa. So you can't be makel when it comes to Drabanans. That's the Ramban's kasha on the Rambam. Now, if we look back again at the Rambam, I think the Rambam in his Lashon has told us how he understands it. When the Rambam in Hilchas Kalayim sums up the Gemara in Brachas, now again, there's There are five questions in the Gemara in Brachos. To me, it seems that there was five questions, but essentially four answers. The first two questions, the Gemara answered, it's a Tumah of Beis HaPras, which is Drabanan, they were Mater as Kovet Abrius. The second question, it's a Gzera Drabanan of Aroinais, they were Mater as Kovet Malachim. That the Rambam puts in Hilchis Evel, that their Chazal were Mekel on Tumah Drabanan for Kaihanim, whether it's Dvar Mitzvah, Kovet Abrius, Kovet Malachim, being Matzel your Mamain, that's one Sugya. That's the first two parts of the Gemara. Then we have three more questions. That's in Hilchas Kalayim. The first one is Drabanans, the Lav Olei Sosar, Mamain, and Shev Al Tasa. So the Rambam in Hilchas Kalayim. Haraya Kalayim Shel Toyer Shechaveira Fil Mal Peshuk Kaifetz Megabiyad, Shein Kavad Abriyaz Daiche Yisra Loisa Sey HaMefurish B'Toyra. The Rambam, I think, is saying like this. When you have a Lav that's Mefurish B'Toyra, where the Torah said, don't wear kalayim, that's a lav hamafurish b'tayra. The Torah said, the Torah does not want us to wear kalayim. There is no heter of kovet abrius. That's a lav hamafurish b'tayra. So what's a lav that's not mafurish b'tayra? If it's a lav, it's a lav. If it's not, it's not. A lav that's not mafurish b'tayra is the lav of loisoser. The lav of loisoser says, you have to listen to the Rabbanan. Whatever the Rabbanan say, you must do, and if you don't, you're being over a lav, a lav olei saser. But it's not a lav ha-mefurish b'tayra. Why is it not mefurish b'tayra? Because the Torah didn't specify the details of the iser. The Torah said the lav is whatever chazal or geyser. If the Torah, if the Rabbanan are geyser on kalayim the Rabbanan, the Torah is also makbid on kalayim the Rabbanan. Why is the Torah makbid? Because chazal want that. So the lav is not simply listen to the Rabbanan. If the lav would be listen to the Rabbanan, that's also mefurish b'tayra. The lav is that the Torah is saying, the Torah's makbid, don't do something that the Rabbanan assert. But this is not a lav that you can call mefurish b'tayra because the Torah's kepeda stems from the fact that the Torah wants us to listen to Chazal. But now that if I wear kalayim the Rabbanan, the Rambam would say, you were just over loisoser. So if I'm just over loisoser, I'm standing in the middle of the street. Why am I allowed to continue wearing kalayim derabanan if I have a lav called loisoser? Zok the Rambam. Avodavar shisur medevrehem, harehu nitchem mipnei kovet abrius b'chol mokim. Afo pi shekosu b'tayra loisoser, harei lav ze nitchem mipnei kovet abrius. The lav of loisoser is unique. And that's how the Rambam read the Gemara. God l'kavod abriya shadaycha loy sasei shebetayra. That was the memra. In fact, the Gemara, isn't that a stira? The Gemara says, no, that's talking about one lav, the lav of loy saser. And that's the maskan of the Gemara. The lav that's nitchem in the kavod abriya is lav of loy saser. What makes the lav of loy saser different than any other lav? Because it's not asering beferish what you shouldn't do. When the Torah says it's makbid on something specifically, then it means the rotzen ha-Torah is a person should not wear kalayim de'iraisa. But where the Torah's kepeda stems from the Torah backing Chazal, so that it's true, now it becomes a lav. Now if you wear kalayim de'rabanan, you're over a lav. You're over a lav because now the Torah's makbid, you should not wear kalayim de'rabanan. But since it's not mefurish b'Torah, the Torah's source of kepeda is not because there's something inherent in kalayim derabanan. It became an iser because Chazal said it should be usser. But it's not the Torah's kepeda inherently in kalayim derabanan. That lav can now be nitche. That's what the Rambam learned in the Gemara in Brachos. Now the question remains, but there's another heter the Rambam said in Hilchis Evel. The Rambam over there said, there's a heter of kavod habriyos to go with the avel, kavod malachim. Why isn't that included in this Rambam? Saif kol saif, if every single issa de Rabbanan is covered by loisoser, and loisoser is nitcheb ibn kovet abriyos, so why is there a separate halacha in Hilchas Evel that tumah de Rabbanan is mutter because of kovet abriyos? It should be part of the general heter for every Issa d'Rabbanan, which is under Loisasser, to be Nitcha b'kam nipnei Kavod Abriyos. So why is there a separate heter in Hilchas Evel? It doesn't belong in that group. That group is a heter for Dvar Mitzvah. That's a heter for being Matzel Mamayin. Kavod Abriyos has a broader heter. So I think the answer lies in the brought here two Taisusim. It's the same Taisus, essentially, in Bab Metzia and Shavuos. Taisus has a kasha in both places, in Elam Metzias and in Shavuos. We have a drasha by Zuck and Vein Lefi Chvaidai. Taisus is bothered that you already have a heter by Zuck Vein Lefi Chvaidai that Kavod Abriyos is Deicha B'Sheva Al Tasa. Taisus says, Kavod Abriyos that makes mitzvah chomer tvei. Even though the Gemara in Brachas brings a raya from Kalayim, that's because being in the street undressed is also a bezoyin gadol. So Taisvis says in Bab Metzia and Shavuos that there are different categories in Kavod Abriyos. There's Kavod Abriyos a bezoyin gadol, makes mitzvahs bezoyin gadol, being undressed in the street is bezoyin gadol. And then there's other levels of Kavod Abriyos. The Taisus and Shavuos is speaking about a person has to go to Bezin to testify. And he's a bigger Talmud Chacham than the Dayanim. So the Gemara there says that if it's an Inyan of Mamayin, then you're not Mechuyiv. If it's Isser, you are Mechuyiv. Taisus says it's Shev Al Tasa. So Taisus there also writes in one Teretz. It depends on the level of Bezoyan. So I think the Pshat and the Rambam is like this. The Gemara began with a statement. There's no heter to be over a lav, even for bezoyin gadol, getting undressed in the street is a bezoyin gadol. There's no heter. The Gemara asked the kasha, even kvaid of an oval is matter in iser. So the Gemara, that's an iser drabanan, base of pras. Even kvaid malachim is daicha in iser, and for the Gemara, that's only a drabanan. Now those levels of bezoyinus in those two cases, when the Gemara brought them as a raya, was a kol shekein. If even their matir, an iser, kol shkein bezoyin. The Gemara answers, that's a different heter. That's a heter based on pras, and that's a heter of a tumma derabanan. The Rambam understands, lamaskana, they're not on the same level, even of an iser derabanan, being mutter b'makim kavod abriyos. So when the Gemara brings the third kasha, gadol kavod abriyos shadaycha loisasei shebetayra, which the Gemara says means loisasser, that heter of Kavod Abriyos is only the heter of Kavod Abriyos, which is daima to Kalayim Bishuk, Meis Mitzvah. Those heterim, Bezoyin Gadol, that's where there's a heter to be Deicha Alav Derabanan. But to be Mater Alav Derabanan, only because of the lack of Kavod, because of Kvod Malachim, or because of lack of Kavod of being Mechabed Avol, on that you wouldn't have the heter of being deicha de lava loisasser. For that you have to have bezoyin gadol. So what's the heter? Lemais, it says it's mutter. Medal gonin and gabi arainais. Zok the Rambam lemaskana, the Gemara that we say it's beis apras or drabanan. This is now part of another sugya. That's the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, that they were matir tumah de rabanan for dvar mitzvah. Lil maitaira lisa isha. Zok the Rambam, it's part of that sugya, that just like they were matir b'makam mitzvah, b'makam hefsid mamay, and they were also matir b'makam being mechabed da'avol bin l'nachamay l'kvayd malachim, but this would not have the heter of the Rambam in Hilchas Kalayim. So in Hilchas Kalayim, he's telling us this broader heter that the lava loisasser is nitcha, because it's not a lava mufurish b'tayra. But what kind of kavod abriyos do you need for that? Bezoyin gadol. So that would have a heter, like taking off your clothing in the street. That's the case the Rambam brings. Kalayim shel devrayim, you're allowed to continue wearing. Kalayim shel tayra, you're not allowed to. But the kavod of being menachem of the avil, or the kavod malachim, if the understanding would have been that they were mater deraisa, it would have been a kolshkein, that there's no din to take off the godim of kalayim. But when the Gemara is matcha and says it's beis apras, a tumah drabanan, it's not even part of the next kasha of the Gemara. Now it becomes its own heter of Dvar Mitzvah. Hatzlachim.